A federal inmate is appealing his conviction for selling a drug that almost caused a user's death. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments last week. Michael Cooper says the U.S. attorney should not have been allowed to tell the jury about a prior drug sale leading to an overdose. And he says the government failed to prove its case. Sioux Falls attorney Jason Adams argues before a three-judge panel on Michael Cooper's behalf. He says his client was accused of selling the opioid fentanyl, specifically, that caused an overdose in a user identified as HK. But he says HK tested positive at the hospital only for cocaine, which is not an opioid.
There was no further or confirmatory testing on HK's urine or any other bodily substance because the government failed to obtain that.
Adams also tells judges that the jury should not have heard testimony about a previous drug transaction that resulted in an overdose. He says the information came solely from Cooper's partner in the drug sale, who says she successfully performed CPR on the prior overdosed user.
Government provided no medical testimony, no law enforcement testimony. There was nothing to corroborate this act that Darcy Hoff was referring to.
Adams says that testimony resulted in a prejudicial characterization of his client. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says the prior bad act testimony was not presented to attack Cooper's character.
This is not the propensity of that he had a character trait of selling drugs. This was what he did. This was his motive, his plan, his preparation, his intent.
As for the overdose and the case undergoing appeal, Parsons says fentanyl did not show up in HK's drug test shortly after he OD'd, but the process EMTs used to bring him back to life proved it was in his system.
Two shots of Narcan. The first one doesn't work. The second one works. Now, Narcan is an extremely powerful drug that only works on opioids.
Parsons says HK collapsed just after using the drug he bought from Cooper, and a search of Cooper's room turned up fentanyl hidden in a coffee pot. Appellate judges will deliberate and return an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.